According to farmers, what day of the year does corn need to be knee high by?
What day is it? Wait.
Yes, dude.
What is the name of the stadium that the Minnesota Timberwolves basketball team plays at?
I knew he wouldn't get this one, dude.
What colors are you required to wear while participating in deer hunting during rifle season?
Oh, like.
No! Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for a special edition of On Tap today. We got our good friend Cumo and Dan K in the building. What's up? Going on, boys?
How's it going?
Boys.
We had to break out the lounge area for a special edition of the podcast episode, and this is going to be a nice game show that we're going to coin Redneck versus Rapper. So how this is going to work, we got 8 questions for each of you guys prepared, and that lean more into each individual of your lifestyles and see if the other one kind of understands, the culture maybe a little bit better than the other one. So here's how it's going to work. There's 4 different categories, and under each category, there's 4 different levels of questions. 100 points, 200 points, 300 points, 400 points. And now if, for example, Mitch doesn't get his question right, you get the opportunity to steal, and you get half the amount of points that was worth if you get that one right.
Okay, bet.
Oh, this is a crazy amount of math for me right now.
Dude, I just...
You don't even have to worry about it, man.
All I care about is winning. Sam's keeping score.
You got you covered, brother.
All right. Okay, we'll start off with the first question here. Bet. This is going to be under the lifestyle category, and this is for 100 points, Cumo.
All right.
According to farmers, what day of the year does corn need to be knee-high by?
What day is it?
Wait.
Yes, dude. I can't wait to steal this motherfucker.
Bro, what the fuck? Repeat the question.
According to farmers, what day of the year does corn need to be knee high by?
There's one day out There's of 365.
This is like a general rule of thumb. They say knee high by this day.
This is such a redneck question. Dude,
this is fucked up because I might get it wrong because there's 2 days that I'm thinking of.
All right, bro. No hints, huh?
No hints.
Dude, no hints.
Fucking September 21st.
No.
All right, Mitch. Steal for Mitch 50 points.
Knee high by the 4th of July?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hit the ding, Sam.
All right. 50 points to him.
All right. I almost said the 1st of July because my birthday is the 1st of July. I almost said knee high by the 1st of July, but it is the 4th of July.
It is the 4th of July.
You knew that, Dan?
I don't know.
So that's a common thing around anywhere. Farmers say the crop needs to be knee high by 4th of July.
That was the rapper.
Oh, dude, my little hillbilly ass.
Yeah, that's why. I said no hints because I'm like, if you fucking tell them it rhymes, then
I would have been like, oh, 4th of July.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch.
Fuck.
Location for 100 points. What is the name of the stadium that the Minnesota Timberwolves basketball team plays at?
I knew he wouldn't get this one, dude.
Timberwolves. All right. I know that's fucked up, dude, because I know where the Wild play and I know where the Vikings play.
Well, I would hope so.
Where do the Timberwolves play?
Big it building.
The same.
What? Wait, no, hold on. No, you're fucking with me, dude. I I should know, but I don't. I think I've been to a Timberwolves game, and I still don't know.
Sam, hit him with it.
Cumo for the steal.
Target Center.
Target Center, baby. Yeah.
Fuck, I should have
it.
Let's go. All right, we cool.
Tied at 50-50.
Tied. All right.
I'm 50.
Cumo, hobbies, 100 points.
Oh, shit.
The brand Grizzly is famously known for manufacturing what type of product?
Oh, dip.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Hey. Cumo at 150, Mitch at 50. All right. Mitch, clothing for 100. What clothing company features the letters L and V on their merchandise?
Louis Vuitton.
Fucking A. That was fucking, what the fuck?
I didn't think he would get
what
that.
Oh, come on. Grizzly, dude, like you've never been to a gas station. Yours is a layup, too.
Keep in mind. These are 100 level questions.
Okay. 100.
All right. 100. We're moving on to the second round.
Fuck. It's getting harder.
You guys are 1-1? Yeah. What's the score here, Sam? End of first round.
150 apiece. They each got one right, and they each stole one.
Okay.
Okay, bet.
Lifestyle for 200 points, Mitch. In terms of marijuana, how many ounces are in a quarter pound?
How many ounces?
Up a QB. Okay.
Ounces are in a quarter pound.
Come on, bro.
4?
Yeah!
Let's go.
I was hoping that me saying marijuana would throw you off.
Yeah, no, I went right back to fucking high school science for that.
All right. Okay, Cumo, location for 200 points. Located in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, what country music festival occurs every year in August?
I know that shit.
This is a redneck staple.
I got this one.
No clue.
I've never been to it, but I know. That'd be Wii Fest.
That is Wii Fest.
What the fuck?
Mitch for 100.
I got to get the 5.
Or
five.
All right. Mitch, hobbies for 200. What famous Minnesota musician recently released an album titled I Left You in Minnesota?
Bro.
We were just talking about it before we shot the episode. Yeah, I don't know it.
No, that's no guess. You.
Oh, yeah. That's come on. You. Come on. Party alone.
Yeah.
Hey, party, if you seeing this, shout out to you, bro. You just got me, what, 200 points?
200
or 100,
points.
100. It's 100. All right.
That was 200. Oh, no, it was 100 because he stole it. Shout out, party. Okay. Cumo.
Yeah.
Clothing for 200 points.
Shit.
What colors are you required to wear while participating in deer hunting during rifle season?
Oh, like brown?
No, I know orange.
Orange, isn't it orange?
What's the tree? Discount?
Yeah, give it to him.
I bet. Because I'm thinking camo, but then I'm like, don't they wear camo?
Orange? Hot pink. Your wardler hot pink too.
That's for the girls.
Pink
huh?
or orange?
Yeah, okay, yeah, bet.
Pink or orange.
We are tied at 450 apiece going into the next
round. Okay. Round three. You're 450. All right. This round is for 300 points now.
Shit.
This falls under the lifestyle category. And this question is for Cumo. Name two of the four required PPE items to be considered OSHA approved on a construction site.
What is PPP? PPP law?
I'll tell them what PPE is.
Yeah.
PPE is personal protective equipment.
And so you said what is...
Name two of the four required PPE items to be considered OSHA approved on a construction site.
Hard hat and glasses.
Yeah.
Damn.
If I wouldn't have told you what fucking PPE is.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have told me, he do True Seal. Shout out. Actually, fuck True Seal. Oh, God, my twin quit.
All right, Mitch. Location for 300.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
The world famous First Avenue Music venue in Minneapolis has a smaller venue attached to it. What is the name of that smaller venue?
We talked about that today, too.
We did.
No, I didn't go. I didn't go. Was it 7th Street?
Yeah, you fucking go.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
It's 7th Street entry.
Oh, but it's 7th Street. Oh, God, that's slang. 7th Street. We had 7th Street tonight for sure.
Okay. Cumo, hobbies for 300.
Fuck.
You're never going to get this one. The heavy-duty Chevrolet Duramax truck is famously known for being manufactured with what transmission?
that's an easy one. I'm sorry. It says it right on the side of the truck.
You ain't driving a Duramax, Cumo?
Diesel?
Yeah. Duramax.
Yes, sir.
It is a diesel.
What kind of transmission? What kind of transmission does it have in it?
What is,
like, it's a name.
Like, so like point four, point whatever.
No, it's a name.
That's motor.
That's liters. Yeah.
Yep. That's the motor.
So and it says
transmission is like where the gears are.
Oh, so like the speed, like an 8-speed of it.
I'm just going to assume you don't know the answer.
No.
It's the brand of the transmission.
That'd be Allison Transmissions is what you're looking
that
for.
That is it.
What the?
It's a big redneck
thing. I wouldn't have
guessed
that.
It's a big redneck
thing. It is a big redneck
thing. My redneck friend like Ford, so.
Mitch with the steel.
Okay, Mitch. Clothing for 300. What world-renowned clothing company famously puts the letters YSL on their merchandise?
Oh, I know that.
YSL. Hit the buzzer.
Redo the question so I don't say it wrong.
What world-renowned clothing company famously puts the letters YSL on their merchandise?
Saint Laurent?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
When Cody came up with that,
I don't know.
He's like, Mitch has a 0% chance.
No fucking chance.
Shout out YSL.
Yeah, okay. We're moving into the fourth round.
We're going into the last
round.
We are tied at 900 apiece right now.
Why are we tied?
That's crazy.
We are tied at 900 apiece going into the last round. Boys, the pressure is on.
The pressure is on.
Play the music.
All right. For 400 points, Mitch, lifestyle. In music, a blank is longer than a single, but shorter than an album. They typically feature between 2 to 5 songs and are under 30 minutes in length.
Oh, I know exactly what that is.
I know a single and I know an album. Fuck me, really?
You're not getting that one.
I feel like this is one of them ones where when I hear what he says, I'm going to be like, fuck, I knew that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be like, I listen to Eminem. It's an EP.
It is
an EP. Sorry. Damn it. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Marshall Mathers EP?
Yeah.
200 for Q-mo.
All right, Q-mo, 400 points. Location category.
Oh, my gosh.
Commonly used as a redneck party spot. What is the name for an open pit mine designed for the extraction of gravel?
That's a crazy question.
do we do a reread?
Not that crazy.
Should we do a reread?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait.
Commonly used as a redneck party spot, what is the name for an open pit mine designed for the extraction of gravel?
Shindig.
See, this is crazy because the answer is in the question. It's a gravel pit.
It is a gravel pit.
See, what here,
it's a gravel pit party
up here, brother. Our up yeah, north,
they're everywhere we party.
We
in
be
them.
Partying yeah. in the gravel.
I had a buddy who had one in his back fucking yard, dude. Gravel pit. Wow.
Gravel pit.
Hey boys, we're tied at 1,100 apiece with two
Damn.
Questions left.
Two
just
questions
for.
Left.
So everybody knows we're tied. We didn't come up with the tiebreaker.
I've burned
so
a lot of fucking.
Fuck this up.
I burned a lot of fucking tires in a gravel pit before. I'll tell you that.
The tiebreaker will be a freestyle
no,
live.
It won't. No.
Okay. Q. No. Mitch. Hobbies for 400.
Fuck around.
In rap music, how many bars are in a typical verse? For and since you obviously don't know, a bar is how you.
I know.
Measure.
No. I know. Okay, bar. I know. Okay. Bar. I know. Bar. But I don't know how many are in a typical verse. I'm gonna. Can I give two? And if I get it right in one of the
yeah,
two,
you can. All
right. Is it 8 or 16?
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Is it 8?
Nah.
Is it
16?
Fuck around, damn it, dude.
It could be 24 though. Nowadays, it really depends.
Yeah,
I feel like I should get like half
the engineers
for that,
and producers might get on my ass for that, but I shit. Some of my
all
verses
right.
be 24.
So just for the record, before this last question,
fuck.
If Q-mo gets it right, he wins. If he gets it wrong and Mitch gets it right, they tie. If he gets it wrong and Mitch gets it wrong, Q-mo wins.
Damn, this is
a close game, bro. Whoever loses has to get shit on.
Give him a Cleveland steamer.
Okay.
Fuck, dude.
The OBJ.
I feel like
Q-mo. Clothing. Wow. 400 points.
All right.
What kind of boots have a durable... Well, wait.
Dude, I'm not.
What kind of boots have a protective reinforcement in the toe which protects the foot from falling objects or compression?
Oh, what do you mean? Steel toe.
That's it.
What a fucking layup
the
question.
The man wins.
Valvoline. I worked at Valvoline for 3 months on BD.
Shout out Valvoline to my boy.
You know it.
Oh, that's
you know
horse
it.
Shit, dude. That was a layup.
You know it. Peep the hat. Peep the hat. You know it.
Hey, Mitch.
Shout out. You know it.
You killed it, buddy. That was great.
Hey, that was a good game.
You guys, that was way more competitive than I thought. Yeah, you guys got
too.
Some nice steals in there.
I was scared coming into the. I'm not going to lie. I was shook.
Damn it, dude.
So, Q-mo, have you ever gone to a gravel pit party before?
Nah.
Dude.
I've been in Baby. Hudson, though.
Dude, Q-mo, if we brought you out here to see the shit, if you came to our Halloween party, you would shit your fucking pants,
bro,
dude.
Bro, tell Dan, bro, there's like 3 days for Halloween parties. Have Dan host a party down here.
I would love that.
100%.
Do it, I would love that.
Bro,
that'd be a whole new demographic.
We had 450 people last year. If you could get, if you could match us, man, we could have the
Y'all
party
beat
of the
us.
Year.
We had like 375. Oh, God.
So yeah, so last That's year we had 350. Capacity. This year was 425.
Next year it's gonna be like 750.
Next year it's gonna be 750 because we're gonna have Q-mo performing.
Yeah, he goes live. Where's it gonna be here? Pine City though.
Hell yeah!
So his
fuck
dad
are we get people here.
Oh yeah,
RV. Him,
we had people drive Party from bus. 4 hours away to come to this thing.
Yeah,
last
be
year.
Like we'd be having people.
We got camping,
bro. We're from
we'll
North
figure out
Dakota.
A way.
We do have
I'm coming from Duluth.
We have camping spots. We should do it. We should throw one in the summer so people can camp.
Bro,
we'll throw
we
out
rent
a bunch
a
of
RV.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll throw out just some empty F shacks out there that people can
Fuck
rent.
Yeah, dude, build
bro,
some sheds.
Because how much you think it would cost to rent an RV? Do you have to get a certain license to drive an RV?
No, I don't think so. RVs are
exempt. Imagine it costs like $1,000 to rent an RV for 2 days. Right?
I bet it ain't even that.
If
you don't get nothing special.
Dude, if you guys come up here, we'll have
a
place for you to stay.
Huge RV. No. I'm saying because then we can just do a thing in Minneapolis where it's like pay $20
oh,
all inclusive.
I know. We know dudes with party buses and limos that we could probably fucking slide some cash to.
100%
Fucking 500.
I know a couple guys with party buses that could get
each 300 each. We'll spend $1,000, bro.
Hell yeah,
$1 too.
Yes. Oh, just start, I like where your head's at.
And I'm smoking good dope with them.
Yes, sir.
We gotta get you out here for a gravel party because I think that would actually be electric. What was another good one? The Allison transmission.
Yeah, what the
That's
fuck?
Another thing that rednecks are very proud of. I shouldn't say all rednecks, because
Duramax driving rednecks such as myself. I own a Duramax. That is what we got is Allison transmission.
So Duramax is a, what is that?
It's
what
a diesel truck.
A Duramax is a diesel truck. It's Chevy's version of the diesel truck, but jeez. Famously they have Allison transmissions in them, which, dude, 500,000 miles, baby. They don't, the Allison transmission, 500,000. Oh, they don't quit.
So what do you think about a TRX Ram truck?
Yeah, they don't got Allisons in them. So. They're dope. They're dope. They're
I drive a Ram, bro. I respect
like they're cool,
that shit.
But like if you're trying to get shit done, like
I'm a Chevy guy. I'm a Chevy guy. Okay.
Chevy's fucking suck.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had the money to afford a TRX, dude, I'd throw a fucking bed full of wood in that
TRX
thing. I don't
is
care.
Better than a Raptor.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Better than Raptors, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah. Okay, so no, I actually fuck with TRX. TRX is a
Raptor's
cool,
like a Scat Pack, and then a TRX is like a fucking Hellcat.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's a different category. It's also like $40,000-$50,000 more.
What is a TRX?
Yeah,
TRX is a TRX. They're 100 grand.
Brand new, 100 to 120.
Raptors like 60.
No, probably like 80, 90.
Okay, yeah, for a brand new one, you can get a Raptor.
What's your dream vehicle, Kumo?
Dude, I'm not really a car dude, but like honestly, like I just like shit that looks dope. So like if I could pimp out a truck, I would pimp out a if I could get three cars, because I figure you get rich, you get like three cars. Like
daily. Dude, that's a good compare and contrast in itself, is redneck versus rapper. What's your favorite thing? Like if you, like you could ask him, if you asked me the same question, it would be very different.
No kidding.
Because like I do a TRX and just like pimp it out, make it super wide body, like lift it a little bit, like make it like crazy colors. And then I'd probably do like a Tesla SUV with the butterfly doors.
That Model
unless
X.
The Cybertruck's out. Then I'd swap that for
crazy.
The Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck is out.
And then I'd probably do, but they'd be tweaking with it apparently. Like,
right.
It's not like all the way.
No one can get
prototype,
it.
Prototype.
Yeah. But, and then for a car, I'd probably do like, dude, not a Lambo, bro. Probably like
McLaren.
McLaren or like a souped up Audi, like a crazy Audi, or like I don't know, I would say like a demon, like a Hellcat demon.
Yeah.
Like that should be crazy, but I don't even fuck
super
the
years.
They're not that much different than honestly, to be honest. Yeah. So
Mitch, what would you get?
I'd get like a top of the line Duramax with all the bells and whistles, like nice shit. $120,000 truck, nice Duramax.
I'd even pimp out something like that.
You'd obviously got to jack it up because you want to be closer to God.
I want a fucking I want a nuts ass Audi wagon, like as a work rig. Dude,
oh,
like
I'd get a Benz, a pimped out GLE 63 Sport. I'm tweaking GLE 63 Sport. That's what I'm.
Yeah, one of them Audi wagons would be fucking nuts. And then car, I've always wanted like a C6 Corvette, but like a fucking big fat twin turbo Corvette, like I just like that body style more than like the C7
series.
I don't like the really new shit, but
they zip.
Yeah 100%.
So nice.
What is each of your guys's ideal night out?
Oh, you go first.
Like the perfect night. Mitch,
that's
what would you say?
A damn good question.
The perfect. It's really hard to pinpoint the perfect night out, dude. Dude, this might be the most hick thing I'll say the whole episode, dude. Give me a Friday night at the Pine County fucking fair, baby. There's not a whole lot that can beat a Friday night at the Pine County fair. Everyone's there. The beer gardens is hopping. We just got done with the derby. The best night out. The best night out of the year.
Redneck.
Dude, I know. It's fucking. I actually, huge. Like, dude.
Yeah, we just got out of the derby. Now we hitting the beer garden.
I'm not good, no. There's a lot of other
we
things
that
I think
some
are fun.
NASCAR.
Hey, what we got to do one time is just like, now that we said this, so like we got to go back and do an episode where we go do that.
Yes.
And then we go do what I'm about. Because so what, you said Pine City Fair and then
the Pine County Fair.
Kumo to the Pine County Fair.
So you go there. What time does it end at?
Whenever we fucking tip over, brother.
No, I'm real.
Some people the beer garden's closed down probably 2, but I'm always like a party in the pits after kind of guy, like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah, so then you, okay, bet. All right, boom. Yeah. So then me, I would say like 5 p.m., all the boys get up. All the boys get up. Like we all like link, like we're all like together, same spot. Oh, what are we doing? Bottles, you know, rolling up all the shit, getting ready. Get our bottles by 7 p.m. We're drinking by 8. get our drinks in, get lit, have the girls come over for the guys, you know, not me, not for me, for the guys.
Right.
Get the girls over. It's bussing. Now we go to one of his parties, right? We're at his party.
He's at the boy.
He's at the point where he can leave whenever he wants. So we leave at 12. His party's crazy. I just performed. It was crazy. Can barely get out of the event. Now we're at the club for 45 minutes. I want 3 bottles ordered to my section. Instantly, we're lit. Everybody, they playing my song in the club. We leave, go back to the crib that we started at. Fat ass session. I'm talking 10, 15 blunts in the air until I just fall asleep. And then wake up in the morning to 1,000 notifications. That's just the best night for me. Like, literally, like, live a fat... I like fast nights. Like, I can't...
Yeah,
like,
that is... Dude, I'm with that, dude. I hate being... Like, going out to the fucking clubs downtown, I hate being there for anything more than, like, an hour at a time.
Yeah, nah, it's just hype beast. Fuck out of there. It's hype beast, bro. Like, you get in the club, and then you're like, hey, and then you see them over there, and you're like, fuck them. Order my bottle. And then it's just like a party, and then it's like whoever has the most money, and it's like, bro, like,
right,
you feel me? Go in there, get drunk, turn up, they're gonna play good music the whole time, leave, like, you feel me? Because if you're in there all night, bro, you're gonna get, you probably throw up literally all the lights flash,
you become that guy,
they throw up.
Yeah,
somebody gets in a fight for sure. Someone,
there's always in that a fight. Like, bro, you always see that one like fat black dude with the diamond chains on in the club who's there every fucking weekend. He's just like
spending 10 bands.
Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Right. I think one thing that I really wanted to emphasize between the differences between both of you guys also is the difference in your lifestyle, right? Like how you make your money.
Oh God.
Right. So Mitch's work week is like, he's a Monday through Friday guy. Right.
Monday through Thursday guy. Not
Monday through Thursday. And Cubo's like, you're like a Thursday to Sunday guy.
Nah, yeah. It's more like
24/7.
Nah, not even. Nah, I'm not going to cap. Not a 24/7 guy. I'm more like
24/7.
I'm more like a 14/5 guy, like 14 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'd say like I'm like a Tuesday to Saturday.
Monday, you usually, that's Sunday, Monday, that's, those are your off days.
I'm not doing shit.
You watching football and shit?
I don't even fucking move on a Sunday most of the moving. Time.
Like, unless we're smoking or like we're doing like some like, oh bro, the film from this weekend, we got to go over it or like some shit like that. I'm not doing shit, bro. And then Tuesday, trying to make some money that's not music related. And then
it's just vague enough for me to love where you're going with that.
And then Wednesday, we're like, damn, okay, the weekend's coming up, so I got to make this much money for the weekend that's not music related. Thursday, okay, it's getting music related. Do some features maybe. Like, yeah, I'll be in the studio if you want a feature or something. Get some off that. Friday, got my own shit going on usually. Saturday, usually he got an event. And then Sunday and Monday, we just cover the event, recollect, and then Tuesday, right back at it. It's a loop.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, it's a fucking
loop. Humor, are you a fighter at all? You ever find yourself getting in a brawl or anything?
Yeah, I've gotten
a little Donnie, bro.
I've gotten like 6 fights in the last like 6 months.
Talking about the AZ fight.
I feel like my boy Dan here can throw some hands.
Dan used to have hands, and he can fight. Dan is like a ninja. Like, no bullshit. No,
I can see it.
Not even no bullshit. Like Dan's like his shoulder fucked up.
He's throwing some like a kung fu kick and shit.
You're not hitting him. You're just not hitting him.
He looks slender.
I like to hear. That's way scarier than someone who can throw a really hard punch.
Yeah, you're not hitting him.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
It's because he's just slippery.
Yeah.
He's just slippery. Like, I would hate to fight him. I have to shoot him or something like that. Yeah. But we're an AZ, bro, and... Like, I'm a very, like I said, bro, I'm not the type of person to just like, but like, if someone does that, like, I'm big as fuck. I'm going to stand my ground, bro. Like, my mom ain't raised no bitch.
Business.
You feel me? So we walk in, he's drunk. He's recording people like this, bro. Like, he's walking. He's just like this. Walking. We're in AZ. We're on vacation. A dude's like, yo, get the fuck out of my face, bro. He's a big, like, 300-pound, D1 like,
wrestler.
Black. Yeah, some bro. From and he's with this guy. He's like your size, but 6 foot. Looks like he like fucking.
Wait, hold on. I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot. Literally, six foot. Boom. He said, hold on.
You said, like, my size, but 6 foot. I'm like, wait, I'm not 5'8 here.
I was going to say you were like 6'2.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
what
no,
I was going to say. Nah, his ass was like 6 foot. So he was kind of like, just like a big guy. And they're like, yo, get the fuck out of my face, bro. Move. And Dan's smaller, bro. So I'm like, watching it. because, you know, like, okay, like, he's a grown man. And then they get to pushing him. I'm like, yo, bro, watch out, bro. Like, you're tweaking, bro. Like, this my, it's my man's. Hey, bro, stop fucking recording me. Blah, 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 blah. Like, what y'all want to do? Like, bro, what you want to do, bro? Like, I'm not with none of that shit, bro. I'm not even from, I'm drunk. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm off the
Henny. So now you don't care.
I'm off the Henny. I have a Henny bottle in my
You're ready
hand.
To go.
Bro, and so I'm like, bro, what you want to do, bro? We square up. Keep in mind, our guys just pulled off. Like, five of our guys just pulled off. And we were driving to our, we were walking with our other boys. And so I'm like, all right, bro, call my boys, put my phone on the ground as I'm talking to them. I'm like, bro, what we doing, bro? Yo, pull up, bro. I'm finna beat this nigga ass. Like, literally. They're like, oh, we coming back. We coming back. We squared up. I'm squared up with the dude. Out of nowhere, his friend tried to sneak me, bro. Like, he tried to come through with a haymaker. And I heard his loud ass feet like, doo, doo, doo. So I'm like, move. He hit the ground. He swung out of his body. Like, if he would have connected that shit, I would have been asleep. I would have been asleep.
We call that getting ear hold from where I'm around.
So I'm fool. And then instantly, as soon as he threw the punch, I'm like, oh yeah, y'all tweaking. What we doing? Oh, I'm looking at everybody. I'm like, what we doing, bro? What we doing? My guys pull up. I'm like, oh yeah, perfect. Empty all my pockets out because I got hella shit in my pockets. Daniel's recording by this point. He's like, yeah, what we doing, bro? Find the video. Dan, the reason I'm fighting him, right? Yeah, we finna beat his ass, bro. Hey, Keon, beat this nigga ass, bro. Beat this nigga ass. So I put my shit in the car. When I'm putting my shit in the car, I throw my wallet and it doesn't get in the car. That's later on I find out, though. So I lost like $500-$600
Damn.
My ID.
Fuck.
Like, I couldn't, it was a hassle to get home. But boom, walk him down with my Henny bottle. Smack him in the head with the Henny bottle.
Yes!
That was so funny.
Yes!
To the ground. Like, he's like, oh, shh. White guy comes, tries to hit me. Weave him again. I'm like, oh, yeah. What we doing? The dude I hit with the Henny bottle, he's like,
y'all got guns?
If y'all got guns, bro, stop it.
Cut it out.
he thought I hit him with a gun, bro. I was like, boy, if you don't get your dumb ass, what you want to do, bro? And then his girl, like, tried to choke me, bro. Like, snatched my chain off my neck and everything. I'm like, bro, move, bro. As they trying to fight me, I'm. And I'm like, bro, is we finna fight or what? And he's just like, I'm like, yeah, bro, y'all good, bro. Oh, God, y'all good. And then cops pull up and he ran.
This is a video.
Dan. He made an edit.
I got it.
That's just hilarious. He made like a Pokemon edit, and I'm like coming out of a Pokeball.
I can just imagine Dan. Yeah, kick his ass. Bro,
dude, that was hilarious. That's the classic. I don't know if you remember back when we were in high school, whenever there was a fight at a party, someone was pulling their phone out, and someone was always yelling, kick his ass, C-Bass! Every time there was a fight going on.
Bro, like, y'all not gonna swing? Like, shit like that.
That's hilarious. Will you send that to me?
Yeah, so you can put that up there.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the screen.
It's blurred, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to say, we don't want too much crap.
Yeah.
Because I hit him hard. Bro, and it was just like, bro, because I was like, bro, don't fuck with my guy, bro. Like, come on, bro. And it was just like right here, and then it just went up.
The whole reason that you're filming or that you're getting into a fight is because he's filming.
Yeah, it's him. He's still going.
It's just hyping you up.
We made YouTube content, so we were just vlogging, bro.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, we in AZ, and then they were just like, stop fucking recording me. And then Dan was like, bro, what y'all on, bro? And they were like, get the fuck out of my face. And I was like, whoa, don't hit him, bro. And they were like, or what? And I was like, what? Oh, yeah, come on, bro. Thank God my guys pulled up, bro. No cap. Because I would have lost everything that night. Yeah, and then we ran from the cops. It was pretty fun.
Sounds like fun.
That doesn't sound that much different than a good old-fashioned pit party, to be honest.
That was fun, bro. It was just we were in a different state. So we were scared about getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
And no doubt.
Not being able to come back.
Nah, bro. And then I got on the next, I think it was like a day or two later we left, and bro, I was just fucked to get on the flight. They're like, oh, we can't verify your identity. They're like, what are your reasons for travel? They thought I was a terrorist. I was like, bro.
I'm in Arizona already, dude. What do you mean?
They're like swiping my shoes. Like, we got to check for bomb dust. I'm like,
Jesus.
Do I look like a terrorist, bro? I'm like, come on, bro. Like, y'all
do you see my big beard?
Yeah, y'all can't even profile me on that type of shit. Like, bro, like, I'm like, bro, go through my bag, bro. I had a duffel bag, bro. Like, full of, like, nothing. Like, it was just close. I was like, bro, go through my bag. Like, whatever you want to do. And they're like, yeah, we just... Can't verify it. I'm like, bro. And then they ask me questions. And fucking then TSA. I answered them right. And then they're like, all right. I'm like, I thought y'all needed some big verification to get
right.
I mean, yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but can any of us name one black school shooter and one black plane terrorist? Because I can't. I can't come up with
that's
one of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, that's not our cup of tea, bro.
I didn't want to be the one to say it. I'm glad that you said it. not really your guys' thing.
Yeah, I might fuck around like, you feel me? Niggas get robbed and shit like that, but I'm not trying to blow no shit up, bro. That's
yeah.
That's not.
No, like, we're whites. We like school shootings are a thing.
Yeah, whoa. What are you putting this weed in here?
Whoa, we. Hey, my cup. Hey, I'll just kill this cup. Yeah, Dan, you gotta drive.
Yeah, this is evolving like crazy because Mitch used to come on here and talk about how he hates women. Now he's coming on here and talk about how he hates black people.
I'm never.
Whoa.
I didn't say nothing about that.
Even Q was like, yo, Cody, settle down, bro.
He's an instigator, dude. He's an instigator. That's what he does.
Like, settle your ass down.
And Q's out. Dad's leaving.
Keep in mind, bro, my dad's like a white, like, fucking, like, beard, tattoos, like he's a piece of shit, bro. Like, fuck, like, bro, I hearing this shit, you guys have humor, bro. Like, you feel me talking to y'all? Because at one point when I was younger, bro, when I was like 15, 16, bro, I fell into a cast where every white person I met, I was like, you're like my dad.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, now, like, doing this, I'm like, thank God, bro. Like, he almost fucked it up for everyone.
Yeah,
bro.
You know, we're not all meth heads, and we get that reputation. We get that reputation.
We do get especially from being in Pine City, Mora. We're like the meth capital of the state.
There's a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
When I looked up Pine, bro, I get bored, bro.
Don't do that.
So I looked up, like, Pine City arrest, and then it was, like, crazy shit.
It's probably some of our friends on that list.
Hey, I will say,
should see Sam's TikTok video about Pine City, dude.
We have had one murder in Pine City in, like, the last 40 years. So at least we got that going for us, I guess.
Yeah, Mora's got
how
some
about
murders.
Assault?
Oh, God, dude. The domestics are fucking.
Jesus. The domestics.
Yeah, the domestics are.
See, that's a common, like, white person hobby, I think. You know, you get middle aged, you start beating up on your wife a little bit.
You get drunk, you kick your wife's ass.
You didn't make the food yet?
Yeah. Hey, you know. Yeah.
Shut up, Carl.
What'd you say? Come here.
One last thing before we head out of this. Just because I was curious and I just thought of it and I didn't put it on the list. I would be curious to see the difference between both of your favorite clothing stores.
Oh, dude.
What's your favorite place to shop? Around.
You know, I don't even shop like that. I was number one, probably Waterwave TV. Like, not even on no, like, plug-in.
Shout out.
Shout out Waterwave.
Yeah, shout out Waterwave.
Hey, we had to do it at some
shout
point.
Shout out Ricky, bro. You all know how it is, bro.
Seriously.
Waterwave, my
shout
family,
Waterwave,
bro.
Hey, I thought your interview with that dude was awesome.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I was a big fan.
Best interview
Ricky,
ever.
I think you're really good at doing interviews, bro. Don't let what
I love
anybody,
I agree.
Keep what anybody going, says Ricky. About you, just know you're great, bro. You're great in my book, even though my book's not really anything yet. But I'll be there. I'll be there, bro. And when I'm there, bro, I'll still talk about you, bro.
Heard that.
Waterwave, number one, just because they have, like, a broad, like they have anything, like these are Subies. I wear like Subies and purple jeans and like Chrome Heart. Like they have shit like that. And then they got like, they go down to like Carhartt and shit, like other vintage. Shit like vintage, like yeah. anything like yeah. that. And then number two, probably like Elements. And then I do a lot of online shopping, just like designer brands. Mm-hmm. And then Minnesota, like people who make brands, I usually do their shit. Like shout out Cash with a four. I'm trying to think, Stars, they go crazy. Hose Mad. Shout out Hose Mad. I got that shit on right
shout
now.
Out Dank, yeah. Man.
Shit like that. Shout out Dank. He's a new.
Shout out Dank.
I don't
baby.
Know if I fuck with Dank.
Shout out Dank. Shout out MSP 6 feet.
Oh, yeah. MSP 6 feet. That's underground. Just shit like that. Like, I don't really rock. Like,
yeah.
If it's not like purple, Chrome Heart, Subi, like any like shit that
I've never
you
even
know.
Heard of any of those
bro,
names.
Yeah, purple. That's what I was just going to say.
So, you ever seen like people walk around with this shit like on the back of their jeans, like tags hanging out the back of their jeans?
Yeah, I always thought it was something in their pocket.
Nah, so this is like their stamp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like that's what they do. And a lot of people try and make it known like there's also shit that be hanging off of here, but I take that. That's tacky. Like If you ever see someone with a purple tag hanging like this,
yeah,
be like, I get it, bro.
It's like back in the day, people leaving leaving the sticker on like the top of your hat.
Yeah, bro, like it's like nah, not even, bro, because that like even that like kind of like you feel me. This you can't take off.
Okay.
If you're wearing this, bro, like you just take like
it you a bum.
Like you're like, bro, like I fucking bum. Purple jeans, bro. I
got yeah,
he's my first pair.
I did that with my first pair. On God, okay. I did. I was like, okay. First pair. Purple.
You want people to know?
Yeah,
but you just like point into it as you're walking. So
you realize they're like, damn, they're only like $250, like $300.
Mitch, where are you going to buy your clothes?
I'm gonna be honest, dude. I don't think I've bought fucking clothes since probably high school.
Oh.
I don't. I really.
When'd you graduate?
2019.
Oh, you're not that much older than me. Oh, God,
No.
You're
I'm only Trayson's 22.
Age,
yeah.
You Trayson's age.
Yeah. So, about 90% of my like shirts and shit is Bodie, Renegade Builders, 80 Grit Studios. Now, some On Tap shit. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just like Carhartt hoodies. Yeah,
what jeans?
Jeans? Fuck. I swear to God, I don't think. Oh no. I did. I bought jeans. okay. So, in high school, I bought like straight like buckle jeans was what like. That was the fucking our style.
Yep.
Buckle jeans, rock revivals, shit like that. And then recently we were like, we got into a nice little money farming operation through our work. And they ended up giving me a bunch of fucking things for American Eagle. So I had a bunch of American Eagle jeans too.
Oh, but
otherwise,
sweet.
It's just like.
Damn,
Travis Hunter is sponsored by American Eagle. You know who Travis Hunter is?
I don't think so.
Dude. What?
No, I don't know who that is.
A college football player for Colorado, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
He's that guy. He's the best.
Yeah, I know Travis Hunter.
He's the best wide receiver cornerback I've ever seen.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
He's sponsored by American Eagle.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah. He plays both sides.
Him and Shadur, dog.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Dude, bro, he get picks like that's his job, and then he'll go catch cuts.
Deion said he could be better than him.
Wow.
Deion said that out of his mouth.
He's going to, when he gets drafted, when he enters the draft, he's going to be a top five pick, no doubt. I'm calling it now.
He's going to gain some weight, too. Like, he's like 190.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude, I saw Colorado has been getting commits like crazy lately, too.
He's injury prone, though.
Yeah, Deion's been doing some shit with that program, dude.
They suck, though.
Bro, you bring Lil Wayne and shit in.
It's the club, dude.
The sponsors.
Yeah, they suck, but they don't suck as bad as they used to.
Yeah.
And they have stars now. They have stardom. Yeah. Like, they have, like oh shit, Colorado.
Yeah, swagger is what they got. I mean, really, yeah. Like they people
it's
fuck
like
with
the
them
Giants,
for that reason.
Bro,
alone.
The Giants weren't that good, but they had Odell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Like, fuck it, like
right.
We got Odell. Yeah,
fuck
we got,
or even when Saquon.
Shit, we're 9-7.
You got
seven.
A guy on your team that's willing to get his chest shit on, then you got something.
That's how I feel about Miami something. Right now. Miami and Tyreek and Tua. Like
are
it's
they
just
good?
Like they can be. It just depends on the week.
They're
nuts.
Like, they're like the Warriors with KD and Steph. And
yeah, no kidding.
That shit's fucked up.
Heard that. Well, boys, is there anything that you guys want to shout out before we get out of this thing?
Where yeah, can everyone like to find shout you? Shout out the On Tap podcast. Me and my boy and Cody
thanks,
and Sam. And
no, thanks, buddy.
Where can everyone find you? What's your socials?
On Instagram is datboyqmoe, DatBoyQmoe. And then add me on Snapchat too, Qmo_00. I'll be posting like day-to-day stuff on there. And then TikTok. Probably just look up Qmo. I found out I had a fan page. That shit was crazy.
Nice.
So go follow that.
Damn, that's when you know you make it, bro.
Go follow the Qmo fan page. And then if you don't find my shit, look up dank.productions because we do like
everything together.
Yeah, literally. So what's your shit?
Dank.productions, Instagram, YouTube, Dan K Films, and then Snapchat is dankproduction1. So pretty easy.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
LOL. Shout out.
Me shout out LOL.
Shout out any. Basically, shout out anybody who's trying to grow in Minnesota, bro. Like, they want to see everybody win. Like, shout out to anybody who's genuine, bro, because it'd be a lot of fool shit. Like, it'd be a lot of, oh, you can help me, so I guess I'll do it. Like, nah, bro.
Heard that.
Anybody who loved the vision.
Shout out the winners.
I like that because it gets tough around here. Like, anyone else who wants to have a nice truck, Mitch won't let them have a nice truck. So
swear.
Competition here is
Mitch.
Similar. So we can relate.
Mitch.
Mitch is gatekeeping the cool truck community around here.
Not my fault.
How do you feel about an orange truck, an orange Ram?
I'm about it.
250.
We should have made the
2500.
Stakes.
I mean,
we should have made
the stakes. He loses
dude,
his truck.
I just.
Oh God! Look, we should have made the stakes. If I won, then you would have to smoke a whole blunt to yourself.
Oh,
and if I lost, I would have to drink a whole beer.
A whole case of beer for a blunt? I haven't smoked weed since
a joint,
like fucking
a joint.
Still.
All right, now we're talking. Still
that's my ass. I would throw up. I would throw up.
So would I.
Yeah, all right, coming next week, we'll have a video of Kumo throwing up.
Hey, boys, I just want to give you guys credit where credit's due. It's tough for us to get people to travel up here, and you boys didn't hesitate. You got a show tonight, don't you?
Tomorrow, I got a music video. A show. Fucking got to go shot. I got a whole bunch of shit tomorrow. Tonight, I got a music video, and we got to pop out to our big homie's birthday party. That's a show.
Shout out AK.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, shout out big homie AK. It's his birthday. Shout out AK. Know it. Shout out Shout out Waterwave. Oh my God, bro. Shout out Minnesota, bro. We going to win.
Minnesota.
Fucking
shout
right.
out Minnesota. By 2025, 2026, there's going to be 10 artists from Minnesota blown up.
Like I said, shout out the winners. Three. Just keep winning.
Heard that.
And if you're losing, start winning.
Oh God.
Hey, that's change a great quote. That's just going to be posted.
If you lose and start winning, I promise you can.
You write your own story.
Feel me? People be winning, bro.
Oh God.
Hell all right, boys. Thanks for coming out. Boom. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, bro.
Have a great day.
It's just been fun.
Bye.